13. Mary Jones. As we pass the Mary Jones Pilgrim Centre, Mel Hill of the Bible Society narrates the incredible story of a little Welsh girl, Mary Jones, whose determination inspired a global movement.
In 1800, at just 15 years old, Mary had saved for 6 years to purchase her own Welsh Bible, a rare treasure at the time. She undertook a 26-mile journey from her home in Llanfihangel y Pennant to the home of the Reverend Thomas Charles in Bala, only to find that no Bibles were available. Moved by her unwavering faith and perseverance, Thomas Charles arranged for her to lodge in Bala until new stock arrived. When they did, he sold Mary 3 Bibles for the price of 1. Mary's story became the catalyst for Thomas Charles to found the British and Foreign Bible Society in 1804. Now known as Bible Society, this organisation sparked a movement that now includes over 157 Bible societies across 240 countries, sharing the Bible worldwide. Her journey is celebrated here at Mary Jones Pilgrim Centre, where visitors can learn more about her legacy and the impact of Thomas Charles on Wales's spiritual and cultural history. Her story is testament to how one individual's commitment can change the world. The availability of the Welsh Bible, alongside the growth of Christianity, played a vital role in shaping Wales as a nation. It helped preserve the Welsh language, now one of the oldest living languages in Europe, ensuring it remains an enduring part of Welsh identity and culture today.
Head left to continue the trail. You can either return to Bala Lake's car park alongside the road, or there is another option. Just a short distance along the road on the right is a small car park. Head down the steps and turn left. So long as the lake is not at high water, you'll be able to follow a path through the narrow belt of woodland back to the car park. Just heed caution, as sometimes the stone pathway can be slippery. Listen to your next audio point as you head back to the lake foreshore.